Returning next to the news that the new Children's Hospital won't receive its first patients until at least June of next year, with further delays possible. The head of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board has told the Doyle's Public Accounts Committee that he doesn't have faith in the contractor, BAM. Our reporter Juliet Gash has been following the committee's proceedings and has this report.
For political observers, it's become a familiar sight of executives trooping into the Public Accounts Committee to give updates on progress or lack thereof on the National Children's Hospital. The head of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board, David Gunning, told the committee that the timetable had slipped again.
On the 6th of May, BAM indicated to the employer's representative that they have extended the programme, the substantial completion date, to the 30th of September. Accordingly, the employer's representative has formally requested that BAM submit a detailed programme setting out its actions and reasons for delay. This further delay is a cause of great frustration. While we acknowledge the progress is happening, the pace at which it's happening is insufficient to meet the 30th of June deadline that BAM committed to.
Mr Gunning was then asked about his confidence in the contractor by Fine Gael TD for Kildare North, Joe Neville.
Just my first question is probably a direct question. Have you faith in BAM at the moment?
No.
Okay. So we have no. Do you trust the timeline? So do you trust the timelines that they have put in place?
Well, I think the evidence of this is our 15th new timeline, and as I've already commented, we haven't yet had the opportunity to forensically review the programme that was provided last night.
The board said it couldn't predict whether the September date for practical completion would be met. Furthermore, Chief Executive of Children's Health Ireland, Lucy Nugent, says it will be even longer before patients are seen.
We have a 9-month commissioning period, so the best optimum date would be the end of June.
The contractors are not answerable to PAC, but have said publicly that design changes are responsible for timelines and costs spiralling. But the Hospital Development Board disagrees, with Project Director Phelim Devine giving this assessment.
We have said to the contractor and said in this forum on many multiple occasions that we think there's insufficient resources under supervision on the site. If the contractor is only making 60% of their planned programme, obviously there isn't enough resources. There should be enough resources there to make 100%.
The issue spilled over into leaders' questions when Sinn Féin TD Piers Doherty criticised the Taoiseach for his failings as health minister when he signed the contract for the hospital.
On this day, can you not at least acknowledge that you got this wrong, that you shouldn't have signed this contract, that the contract you signed, which was a build-as-you-go, a contract with no plan, and it was wrong?
The Taoiseach Simon Harris welcomed the progress on the overall project and said ultimately the cost would be worth it.
And when we live in a country that's spending over 100 billion euro and 110 billion euro in an annual budget each and every year, investing just over 2 billion euro over a number of years for a hospital that will serve children well into the next century is a good thing to do.
The Public Accounts Committee is continuing this afternoon.
Juliet Gash reporting there. Our political coverage editor Joe McGrailey is at Leinster House. Joe, another delay. What did we learn about this one?
Yes, indeed, Rachel. Because of the ballooning costs of this hospital and all those delays, it's not a surprise that it is subject of intense scrutiny at the Public Accounts Committee, especially by opposition TDs. We know the costs have already gone up from 650 million to 2.2 billion when it is completed. And of course, when it is completed was very central to what was discussed this morning. You heard in Juliet's report there, David Gunning saying that the actual completion date has been extended 15 times. So the most recent one was June of 2025, but he said that he's now been told it's going to be the end of September before completion is there. And he was asked whether he had confidence in that. Again, you heard him report say there in the report there that he said he doesn't have confidence. And he said that some of this information that he only got yesterday evening, and he has to interrogate that information before he can reach a conclusion as to its reliability and the reliability of this completion date of 2025.
There was also more today about something else that has been raised before, claims being made by the contractor. Will you explain?
Yes, indeed. Throughout this process, there have been over and back between the contractors and the developers at the National Children's Hospital Development Board. And these are claims from contractors that they've had to put in additional works or deal with construction design changes, etc., etc. So we heard both from David Gunning and also from the Controller and Auditor General, Seamus McCarthy, today that there are 3,277 claims worth €856 million that have to be conciliated on.
3,277 complaints waiting to be conciliated on.
That's what they said, yes. And the Controller and Auditor General, I mean, this is going to be ultimately very expensive, because the Controller and Auditor General did say that BAM has already been paid €122 million by the Hospital Development Board, Rachel, after one such conciliation finding was made in BAM's favour. Now, this concerned a critical delay issue. Now, the board is challenging this. The Hospital Development Board is actually going to the High Court to challenge this conciliation finding. If they are successful, then BAM will have to repay the money. If they are not, then that money has remains with the company.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you about something else? You mentioned a moment or so ago that this question of at what stage submissions arrived. The committee's new chair isn't happy.
Yes, indeed. This was the first meeting of the Public Accounts Committee under the new chair, Sinn Féin TD John Brady, and he laid down a marker there. He spoke for a couple of minutes about the tardiness in providing briefing material and opening statements from some of the people that were coming before the committee to give evidence today. He said that some of those opening statements didn't arrive before the deadline of 48 hours before committee, and therefore members didn't have sufficient time to parse and analyse them in preparation for today's session. So he said very clearly the expectation of him and the committee is that the witness statements will be provided in a timely fashion, and he said not to do so would be unacceptable and disrespectful to the committee.
Joe McGrailey in our Leinster House studio. Many thanks.